All right, try again.
That was, you were just gone all of a sudden.
Yeah, not kidding. So he was making money there, but not enough, and he was bored off his ass. So he went, he bought a truck, and he went driving truck for them. Well, they were doing a lot of container work in and out of Fargo and Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, really wasn't working too hard, but it was work, you know? And
right.
All of a sudden, and now what he does is he'll get into something like that where he really doesn't know much about it, you know, and he's getting paid just to go here, pick up this container, bring it over here, you know, stupid
right.
Shit. And
yep.
He's like, well, I know absolutely nothing about this part of the industry. I'm going to learn it. Well, give him 6 months to a year, and he pretty much knows everything that he needs to know.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Then he goes and finds problem areas and figures out how to fix those problems. Well, he figured that shit out, went to the owner of the company, said, look, here's what we do, here's what we could do, and here's how we can bridge that gap and figure, you know, make it much more feasible and be able to get these guys an extra 1, 2, 3 loads a week each
right.
Guy
wow.
By eliminating all
wow.
The downtime sitting in a damn container yard.
Wow. That's
they
big.
They implemented it, and they just, I mean, they literally doubled their income in that part of their market.
Wow,
literally,
that's awesome.
Like overnight. Well, that turned into a relationship with the owner, you know, and they're a freight forwarder and all this other stuff and an NVOCC.
Wow.
And he walked them through getting their NVOCC, and they work with the shipping lines like Maersk and all that.
Right.
And Crowley and all them. So they did all that, and then he helped with some of that. Then he built a logistics company.
Wow.
And
he's doing your dispatch.
Yeah, and he's running our dispatch, yep.
Nice.
So
very nice.
This logistics company is a veteran-owned company, and they're going after government contracts.
Wow.
So part of that,
nice.
We need our certification in order to piggyback off of that.
Oh, sure.
So that's kind of where we're going with all this. Because
gotcha.
They're going after some container work for like Oshkosh Corp and Boeing and stuff like that. And a lot of that stuff is sitting here in our backyard, but all that stuff goes to the rail yards in Chicago. So
oh,
they're trying,
perfect.
He's trying to change all that and get all that to go through Minneapolis instead. Because
oh,
be
that's awesome. That's awesome. Wow.
Absolutely. What do
you guys are, you're doing it. You're doing good. That's amazing. And I just looked up and realized what time it is. I should probably let you back to your day, and I should probably jump back in too. Do you want me to give you a call back this afternoon? Do you want to call me back?
Yeah, how about I shoot you a message, and we can connect a little later.
Sounds good. You can either text me on Facebook. I just sent you a couple of texts. You can text me back at that number, and I sent you my direct contact info to reach me through our phone system here. So
okay.
You got it.
Awesome.
Awesome. Perfect. And let me know if Holly has any questions too, or is she
okay.
Handy now? Do you want me to go over the details with her?
We are in the process of getting a new driver and a truck.
I gotcha. No worries. Well, let me know if either of you have any questions.
This poor guy's from Denver. We flew him here. We actually flew him and his team partner here. Well, his team partner's got so much on his driving record that we had to send him back to Denver.
Oh.
this guy, oh my God. Let's see. He's got a Colorado license. He's got a Wyoming license. He's got a Mexican license.
And
all he ever did was give us the Colorado license first, and he didn't qualify under our insurance
for
2 years, and that was only a year and a half. So then he gave us his Mexican license. Then he finally gave us his Wyoming license. Like, why didn't you give us
that
in the first place?
Grief. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, yeah, we literally just got him approved this morning. He's cleared everything except it was his experience. Well, now they verified that finally, so now it's go, 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 and holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, I will let you go take care of that, and I'm going to hop on our phones. Let me know what you want to do. I'll probably ping you this afternoon, just kind of follow up, see if you guys have got any questions. But, yeah, I'm here, so holler at me if you guys have questions, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Gail.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. No problem. Thanks, Brian. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.